Welcome back to the pregame show. First pitch set for 7:05 in the opening game of a three-game set between the Rocks and the Federals. I'm here with the Brockton closer, Jake Hale. And Jake, first and foremost, welcome back to Brockton. It was a long seven-day road trip. Tell us about how you survived the 10-hour and 12-hour bus rides to and from Quebec and the way back from Newark yesterday.
I tell you what, it was rough. I mean, to be away for a week and plus, on the, like you said, on those 10, 11-hour trips, that's pretty rough on the body. You know, we're not little kids on a little bus. We're cramped in there pretty well. So, I mean, everybody just, you know, stretch out on the floor, stretch out in the seats, whatever you can do to make yourself comfortable. Some people's even got some little floaties from the pool as mattresses, so.
Yeah, that would be the Mike Torres method, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's got him a little nice little nook back there, I'd say.
Okay, well, it was a successful road trip. 3 out of 4 from Quebec, 2 out of 3 from the Bears. The team must be feeling pretty good coming back here to Campanelli in first place in the second half and ready for a week of games against the Federals and the Boulders now.
Yeah, I mean, they go on the road, especially at Quebec, you know, and Newark. They're both incredibly good teams, and to go out at a winning record, you know, to win both series is huge. And, you know, everybody likes to play at home, so finally we get our week back at home, and everybody will feel a little more comfortable and, you know, having time and sleeping in their own beds.
Let's talk a little bit more about that series in Quebec. It seemed at times that things got a little testy. There was a bullpen and bench clearing incident when Valencia came home in one of the games and had an issue with their catcher, Patrick Dehou. Talk a little bit about the intensity of that series and what the rivalry has become between the Rocks and Le Capitale.
You know, ever since I came here, that's all I've heard about them being our big rival, them being the biggest you know, team in the league for us. You know, it's just, that's baseball. Everybody gets, you know, whenever the stakes are high and, you know, you got a lot of athletes out there performing at high levels, you know, things are going to get a little hairy, but that's, you know, that's baseball. You know, it's a long grind, and nobody's here to lose, and everybody's for every inch, you know, so it's pretty intense every day, and to play against a good team like that and have those close games like that, that's what baseball is about.
Josh Rogel here with the Brockton Rocks closer, Jake Hale. Jake, let's talk a little bit about you moving into that closer's role as what appears to be a permanent basis now. You've saved 7 of 7 opportunities in the second half. You now have 9 saves for the season. Tell us about what it's been like for you to cement yourself at the back end of the bullpen and how you've been able to have so much success over the past 2 weeks.
You know, I've just been chomping at the bit ever since I got here to be able to have an opportunity at that role. I know Travis Hughes being, you know, big league time, you know, you take your hits on that, you know. But, you know, getting the opportunity to do that has been great for me. I've done that for the past, you know, 4 years I've played baseball. Love every second of it. I love the intensity. And with me getting that opportunity, I just wanted to, you know, go in there and show everybody that I can fill that role, the, you know, need to look no more. And I think that, you know, I've kind of had some hairy situations, but working through it, I think Buck's forming a little trust in me. So that makes me feel good. And, you know, having the trust behind the team whenever you go on the mound, you know, kind of having that confidence that the game's over is, you know, tremendous for our team.
Oh, I think far and away you've earned that trust. There's been a number of times where you've come into the game with situations with men on second and third and nobody out, and things of that nature. What kind of pressure is that to come into when you know there's no one behind you and the game is riding on your shoulders, even if it's a situation that you have to dig out a teammate from?
That's why I'm here. That's why I play baseball. You know, that's what drives me every day, to get that opportunity, not just to go in there and get your clean inning, your 1-2-3 inning, but to go in there and that's a sense of accomplishment like no other. You know, no other feeling in the world. You know, go in there with second, third, no outs, one out, getting out of it, and, you know, just blowing it out that one inning. You know, it's all or, like you said, all or nothing. No one behind me. So to have that pressure, I love it. And that's, I think that's what helps me be a good closer for this team.
get you out of here on a fun one. We know you played baseball at Ohio State. You must be a big Buckeye fan. A lot of football in the news lately with the lockout ending in the NFL and, of course, college football gearing up and getting ready to go. Give us a prediction for where the Buckeyes will finish in the Big Ten without Jim Tressel, Mr. Sweater Vest, at the helm.
You know, I'd have to say, you know, I'd hate to say it, but, you know, we're shooting for top three on this one. You know, having an interim coach come in, you know, he's very familiar with the team, but that's a lot of pressure for anybody. You know, having some star players out, some players, you know, end up leaving, you know, a lot of guys have to step up. It'll be very interesting to see how guys step up, and I think, you know, that's what that program's about. You know, we don't just recruit low guys. We're ready to go, you know, picking up where we left off last year. I know we had a hard time giving up, you know, a bowl game, but it comes with the territory, you know. Just trying to get in that top three spot is all. That's all I'm hoping for him right now.
So what you're telling me is that you are deathly afraid of facing Northwestern this year.
Come on, guy. You know better than that. No. Northwestern's got to make it in the top at least five.
Hey, look out. We got Dan Persa coming back. Potential Heisman Trophy candidate, probably the number one quarterback in the Big Ten last year, you know, before he hurt his Achilles on the last game of the season. So
let's see how he plays against the Buckeyes defense.
All right, it's a date. I forget, I'm not sure what date that game is, but we will look it up and hopefully be watching together somewhere. In any event, Jake, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us. Really appreciate it. Good luck out there against the Federals tonight.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, that was the closer, Jake Hale. We'll take a break. When we come back, the starting lineup's first pitch and call the game right here on AM 1460 WXBR.